Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is October 7th. It is Tuesday. Thank you guys for being here. I was just looking at the forecast for this week and it says three words. Rainy days ahead.
What?
Yeah, it's a Thursday and Friday. It's supposed to be rainy. I didn't realize we were getting rain this week. Today's supposed to be pretty nice, 86 degrees for a high. But yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw rainy days ahead.
Wow, does it say how much rain we will get, though?
It says a quarter of an inch. So I don't know if that's a lot.
Same. I'm like, whenever people say inches, I know a lot of inches is a lot, but a quarter of an inch?
It's like when people give you directions and they're like, go west on this street. And I'm like, huh? Just tell me to turn left or right. I don't know what we, because then I have to recalibrate myself. Like, okay,
yes.
Wait, where am I? All right, west is that way. Okay, I don't like when people do that. I'm not Lewis and Clark. I can't figure that stuff out.
I'm no Sacagawea, but I know where the stratosphere is.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday, oh man, I think I just from the weekend from Disney, and I was just so exhausted. I was just trying to get through the show, and I'm like, man, okay. So I went home, I unpacked, and I went straight to bed. I needed to catch up on sleep.
How do you feel now?
So much better.
Good.
I feel like I'm finally like at my best, because yesterday I was like, man, I could have done so much better on the show, but hey, we all have our days. You know what
100%. You can't beat yourself up. And I thought you were great yesterday. I did. I knew you were not feeling 100% just because you had mentioned that. But I couldn't tell as far as like anything on the show.
We love to fake it around here, don't we?
That's the motto. Fake it till you make it around here.
Yeah, no, but not much happened. I just really unpacked, caught up on sleep. Made dinner for James. James came home kind of late from work. And I told him, you know, with the time change coming up, he just got back to the office back in January. So he's never experienced going home while the sun is down. So it's going to be dark. So I told him, like, hey, just a heads up, you know, there's a lot more accidents that happen when the time changes, when it gets darker sooner. So he's like kind of prepared for it. We got him a dash cam and stuff like that. And that's really it. That was kind of my day.
That's such a good investment if you haven't purchased a dash cam. There's, you know, aside from the fact that, yeah, it would be helpful if, God forbid, you get in an accident. There are some shady people out there that do some shady things. And that's a whole reason I got one, too. And so I just feel like a little more secure with that thing.
Yeah, I love the dash cam. You mentioned it, and we were looking on Amazon for different types. Oh, I wonder if there's any Prime deals on dash cams.
It starts today.
So we were looking at some, and we saw the one that was best priced for us with the app and stuff. But yeah, That was my day. How was yours?
It was pretty good. I didn't have a lot going on yesterday, but I was really excited because I finally have made plans to go back to Denver to see my family. I haven't been back to Denver for like 2 years, maybe more than that. It could be more than that. And we were having dinner last night, and I had just talked to my mom earlier in the day. And then I actually talked to my sister over the weekend, and I hadn't talked to my sister in forever. And we just had such a good conversation. She's like, are you going to ever come back and see us around here? Like, aww, you haven't been here. And I talked to my mom and I made the comment like, hey, we were thinking about maybe coming out for the holidays. What are your thoughts on that? She's like, oh my gosh, you haven't been here forever. We'd love it. So last night, it took me a while, but I got all the plans in place. So over the holidays, we're going to take a quick trip back to see everyone in Colorado. And I get really nervous about traveling during the holidays to Colorado because there's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And there's been times where we got snowed in, flights got canceled. It was just kind of a mess, but I'm going in with a positive attitude.
Yes.
Knocking on wood, it's going to be well. But with this government shutdown, there's delays because there's staffing issues. I just hope it doesn't last until December. Please, no.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I actually have a trip coming up in a couple weeks to San Diego, but you're so right. I really don't remember the last time you mentioned you went back to Denver.
It's been a really long time.
Do you miss it?
I do. I really do miss it. It's just, and it's no excuse, but just life gets in the way. And then on weekends when they're open, I'm just like, oh, I'm tired, I'm gonna stay. And it's just like, after the conversation I had with my sister this weekend, it was just like real heart to heart, like, why don't we talk anymore? Aww. Why, you know, what's going on? And no one's mad at anyone. It was just life gets in the way. And
yeah.
I said, I'm going to make it a mission to put more effort into this, into seeing you guys. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
That should be awesome.
A good time. And the holidays in Colorado kind of hit a little different. I don't know. Maybe it's just all the snow on the ground or something, but it feels like a Colorado Christmas. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Yes. Any Christmas with snow. I remember Connecticut when we had our only Christmas there. It was different. It was just like, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. So really excited about that. Really excited about the show today, you guys. Thanks for being here. We've got a lot on the way, including your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Be listening for that. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gotten literally stuck to something or in something, like your clothes or your jewelry or furniture or whatever, and you had to be rescued? Because it happens more than you think. I am convinced of that. And Steph, you poor thing, Disneyland was fun, but it was not kind to you.
No, it wasn't. I thought I was going to end up in the emergency room Friday night.
What happened?
So on Friday night, we flew in from Harry Reid into Orange County, and straight away, we went straight to Disneyland. We dropped our stuff back at the hotel, and we went to town on the food and the drinks, from margaritas to ube waffles to churros, corn dogs. And even at the end of the night, when we were done with Disneyland, we got Chinese food after. And we go back to the hotel, and I did not take into the account everything I not only did I consume that day, but also the elevation of the flight. So I'm getting ready for bed, I'm taking off my clothes, and I'm taking off my jewelry. And when I go to take off my rings on my fingers, I can't pull them off.
That always happens to me when I travel. Always.
And I forget that the elevation makes you swollen.
Yeah.
So, not, and all, of course, the salt and the sugar. So, I'm pulling my rings off and they're not coming off. And Mercedes, I've never experienced this before where I've never taken my rings off. So, I'm trying to take it off with my fingers. I have long press-on nails, so it's like not gripping right. I'm putting lotion to take it off. And while this is happening, my fingers are getting more swollen and more red in the process. So I'm thinking the worst. I'm like, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. I'm going to have to get my fingers amputated. I am so dramatic, right?
You are so dramatic.
So James is like, calm down. Take a deep breath. I'm in tears. James is like, sit down on the edge of the bed. He's on one knee, like he's proposing to me, literally. And he has a good grip on it. And thank God he was able to take my rings off. Once it happened, I was like, oh my God, thank God. And he's like, relax, you're fine, take a deep breath.
I think like the anxiety of it all just makes it worse. You think like this is it, this is my downfall. It's the sodium, the elevation, and the ring.
The Disney magic went away instantly. Have you ever been like stuck in something, maybe clothes or jewelry?
I have. This has happened to me a couple of times, but most recently it was less than a month ago. I get home from the gym. I'm feeling good. I just finished like a solid workout. I was really like feeling proud. And I go upstairs when I get home, and I'm going to jump in the shower, and I go to take off my sports bra, and I can't get it off.
No.
When it gets so sweaty, it just sticks to you. So I pull it like halfway up, but then my arm's caught in it. And it was like I was vacuum sealed. Like, I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
From the sweat and my body being like hot and then cold. And then so I start pulling it over my head, and halfway through it's stuck. My arms are pinned. My head is like covered. I can't move. I'm like flailing around the bathroom. Like I was just trapped. And so I started yelling. I go, Matt, help. And so I hear him boom, 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 running up the stairs. Like, what's wrong? I'm just there stuck in this bar. And he starts like, goes, what the hell is wrong with you? I was like, I can't get out of this. He goes, do you want me to get the scissors? And it's so funny. Despite me being sick or stuck, I go, absolutely not. I paid $40 for this sports bra.
Wait, you told him he was going to cut the bra
away. He was
going to
cut it off of me. I'm like, this is a $40 bra. No.
That is not an option, man.
Yes, please. So we're standing there. He's pulling. I'm twisting. Both of us are laughing and yelling. And it was like another workout, literally. A full-on like tug of war. And he finally gets it off. And I just stood there out of breath. I was like...
Who are you?
I'm just looking at him. I told him if that ever happens again, I will probably cut it off myself and send the bill to Lululemon.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not happening. Have you ever been stuck in something? 702-364-9400. I just got this text. I got my hand stuck in a Pringles can when I was 10.
No.
My mom didn't even help. She took a picture first. This one says, Steph, that happened to me with my wedding ring. After eating sushi, the sodium got me. I had to use butter to get it off. My husband still calls it the butter incident. And then this one says, you are not alone. I once got my head stuck in my hoodie trying to take it off after hot yoga. I had to wait until I cooled off to get it off.
Oh,
never
yeah.
again. That's just that's just a lesson we can all learn. Just don't exercise. It's way too dangerous. Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, October 7th. It is 6:02. Thank you so much for being here. Still trying to get used to these fall days where it's like still pitch black at 6:03 in the morning.
Right.
I'm looking out there. They're literally looking at the full moon.
Oh, no
full
way.
Full moon in Aries
yes.
staring right at me. And it's bright.
Is it? I can't see it from here.
Oh, my gosh. It's like in my face right now. And so, yeah, it's a dark one out there, but that moon is lit, no pun intended,
is lit.
This morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I actually have a question for you, and I'm really torn on this situation, but this situation sounds intriguing to me, to say the least. So I got an email last week that titled, Stephanie, massage robots are now in Summerlin.
Oh my gosh.
Would you want to try it? I'm like, well, one, I could see how AI and just robots in general are kind of taking over, but I would have never thought we'd come to the day where robots are actually giving you massages. So in the message, it says, have you heard about the robot massage escape? It's now live in Summerlin, and we'd love for you to try it and share your honest opinion with us.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm reading into it. I'm researching some stuff. And it's an AI-powered robot massage that lets you control like focus areas, the pressure on how much pressure you want on your focus areas. You can control the music. But there's like this part of me that's like, whoa, I want to see this for me in front of my eyes. I just don't know how I would feel about, like, a robot touching me.
Is this the Tom Brady robot?
Yes.
Okay, I've heard of this before.
Okay.
Yeah. The irony of Tom Brady being like the chief innovation officer for a robot that rubs people down. It's like, it's not lost on me. I'll just say that. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I would be able to relax with a machine all over me. What are you leaning towards right now?
Right now, I'm only leaning towards it because I want to see it. Do I really think like a robot would relax me, make me feel like it's really helping maybe my tension areas? I don't know. When I think robot, I think of like a cold mechanical box, and I don't know if I can truly relax. That's where I'm kind of at right now.
But do you truly relax with a human? Because with a human, you have small talk. And I know that sometimes we try to be like, you know, quiet and relaxing, but it's always like, so what do? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Yeah, and you don't have to do that with a robot. Like, that's the part I kind of like. But does the robot talk to you? Will it say, like, you need to relax more, Mercedes? And then I'm like, okay, absolutely not. This is not happening.
Like, it doesn't have that human, like, if I'm going to a robot, it doesn't have that human intuition where maybe I'm feeling too strongly, or maybe, like, they're pressing too hard on me, or maybe it's, like, they can't feel my emotions. That's what I fear that it's lacking with the robot. But on the human side, you're right. I'm able to like skip the small talk, skip the like, what's your name, what you do, and all that stuff. So there's that.
It's funny because I do like getting massages because I always call them my Rice Krispies. Does anyone else get that, where you get those like little pockets of like tension, and then the physical therapist or the massage masseuse, whatever, they hit it and it breaks.
What?
And it crisps. It sounds like a Rice Krispie. It snap, crackles, pops. I love when they target those like little pockets and breaks them up. So can the robot do that, is my question.
Okay, I've never experienced that before.
Oh,
no.
You got to get those Krispies out. Does anyone else get those? Maybe I'm the only one. I have a lot of like tension in my upper back, and she'll find it and she'll just hit it and hit it and hit it. And then all of a sudden you feel it like explode, and it's just, whoa.
I love it when I see it in movies, and I've always wanted to get a massage like this, is when they actually climb on your back with your feet and they're holding you and they're on your back crawling and walking on it. That's the kind of massage I want.
I think that you might not get it with a robot, but I'm sure we could find you a place here in town that does that. That sounds amazing. Has anyone done that? And if so, like, what was it like? I'm really curious. We're getting some text. Oh, the crunchies. Yes, you know the crunchies, the Rice Krispies in your back. And you've never had one of those?
At least I don't remember.
That's probably good. That means that maybe you're not carrying too much stress.
Well,
but
when I leave massages, sometimes I feel relaxed and then it just comes right back like an hour later. I'm like, why did I even go to the masseuse?
So maybe you should give a Tom Brady robot a try.
I'll report back.
We've got so much coming up on the show this morning at 7:30. Your Jonas Brothers tickets. Everybody's calling about these. The Mega Minute, 7:30. We will have those passes for you. Also, in just a few minutes, we're going to have an early edition of Heads Up, and we'll get you a pair of passes to the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. It's going to be absolutely stunning. That is on the way. But coming up next, we have What's Trending, a live TV moment that had everyone cringing a little. Jennifer Lopez was asked about her divorce from Ben Affleck right in the middle of her Today Show interview. And let's just say she did not let that slide. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Lopez is trending this morning. So the singer / actress, she had absolutely zero interest in talking about her divorce from Ben Affleck on live TV. And honestly, can you blame her? She was doing an interview on the Today Show with Craig Melvin, and he brought up the split mid-conversation. Listen to how he brings it up and her reaction. Here's what happened.
In the middle of this, of filming this elaborate, beautiful musical, your divorce is also finalized with Ben.
And, there you go.
Well, then I read that your ex is an executive producer on the film.
If it wasn't for Ben, the movie wouldn't have got made, and I will always give him that credit.
Yeah, he was talking about her appearing in the musical The Kiss of a Spider Woman, which Ben directed. But yeah, he brought that up. She looked right at him and said, "Look at this guy." Uh-huh. Translation, next question, please. To her credit, I felt like she really handled it like a pro and admitted that, you know, Ben did produce the film and saying that if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have gotten made. But that's taking the high road. What do you think on something like that? When you have a celebrity that, you know, maybe had some sort of a scandal or something that people were talking about, but they're on the show to promote some project, do you think it's appropriate to ask questions like that, or do you think it's better left unsaid?
Oh, that's a tough one.
We've been in that situation before, too.
Well, I really think that it depends on how it's brought up. I think in this situation with Craig Melvin, it was a smart way how he did it, because he wasn't done with his sentence, if you noticed that. He was like mid-breath. He was more like, you know, you're in the middle of filming this elaborate, beautiful musical. Your divorce was also finalized with Ben, but he's an executive producer on the... He was trying to get to that point. But once she heard divorce with Ben, she reacted. So it sounded like two separate sentences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do notice with him, and he did the same thing this morning. I was watching the Today Show, and he had... Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they're promoting a Broadway play that they're a part of. And I can't remember the topic, but he brought something up with Keanu, and it was clear Keanu did not want to talk about it. It was clear. And he keeps like pushing him. And it's kind of like I feel like he specifically wants to get those gotcha moments where he is going to be the headline because he asked the big question. And I feel like that's a very... there's a very thin line on that. I think that it is definitely part of our job to ask the tough questions, but I think there's a way you can do it to still keep your guest at ease. And
yes.
I think that's important. I think you can test those waters without coming right out and saying it. Test the waters, see their initial reaction. And then if it's positive or neutral, then you can kind of go in. But I feel like he always tries to just throw it right at them in their face.
Yeah.
And have one of those gotcha moments. And I don't think that's very professional. But then again, I'm not on the Today Show and he is. So yeah, whatever.
He does bait people, I agree. And it's like, are we here to bait people for rage? Or are we here to make headlines? I see your intention.
Yeah. So it's interesting. She and Ben did reunite later that night at the premiere, where he called her amazing, said, "People are going to see many of her gifts." And so, yes, they might be divorced, but it sounds like there's still a lot of respect between the two. And that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win this morning. Time to play an early edition of Heads Up. And this is a really cool prize. We've got a pair of tickets right now to the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespeare classic. You're going to see it on October, it's going to be in town, October 17th through the 19th, where you can check it out. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. Get 6 answers in 60 seconds in a category you pick, and you are going to win. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on 94.1.
All right, Laura Lynn, you're caller 20.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We are really good. We are excited. We want to get you these tickets to check out Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. Just need you to pick a category here. Do you want to go with teacher's pet, pasta party, building blocks, or rub-a-dub-dub?
Teacher's pet.
All right. World Teacher Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with teachers. Okay?
Okay.
A 6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
If your student doesn't finish their stuff at school, they'll usually do this at night.
Homework.
Yes. Sometimes you'll bring one of these to your teacher to this fruit. You'll bring this to them.
Present.
No, this fruit, like a
apple.
Yes. This is usually what teachers use to mark up their students' paperwork. They use a red pen. This is when they need to talk to mom and dad about the student.
Parent teacher conference.
Yes. This is when the teacher is out sick, they call in a what?
Substitute.
Yes. This is the piece of paper or the that says what you are, what your grades are.
It's
report card. Yes.
Nice. Wow.
Laura Lynn, nice job. You got it. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. This is going to be amazing. Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. They always do such an amazing job with all of their productions, and you are going to see it for free. Congratulations. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So I don't know if you guys saw this. Food, it's supposed to be comforting. It's supposed to be healing even. But right now it's becoming a health hazard. I guess there is a food out there that is attacking people. And it's a viral ramen challenge that's going around thanks to Netflix's hit K-pop Demon Hunters. So it's sending kids straight to the burn unit. Just want to throw this warning out there. Don't be crazy with your food, kids. Parents, be aware of this. I guess what they're doing is they're microwaving these noodles and then eating them scalding hot, spilling them on themselves and ending up with all these burns on them. And doctors are saying that they're just seeing multiple cases a week. Some kids are even getting permanent scars. And, you know, it's becoming a thing. I guess in the movie, they are eating ramen and it's really hot.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where it stems from. But this isn't your oops, I bit my cheek while I was eating a taco kind of injury, basically. This instant ramen is leaving me with battle wounds, which makes me wonder, like, have you ever been injured by food? Like, did a chicken wing burn the roof of your mouth so bad you couldn't taste for a week? Or like a rogue toothpick in a sandwich nearly take you out? Has anyone else been injured by food? 702-364-9400.
Remember when we tried the double trouble bubble gum?
Oh gosh, that I try to forget about that. Yes, that was the worst.
It was the worst day I think ever on the show. And I remember being in the bathroom just like, it hurt so bad to I felt like I had to either go, it went up or it was going to go down.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I don't know. It was just like this weird feeling for the rest of the day. But when I think of food, it's always something spicy, like with wasabi at sushi. When I put too much, it burns like the back of my throat. And I remember one time, not only the wasabi was hurting me, but I got a rice stuck up my nose once.
Oh my god!
It was the worst thing ever. I remember trying to like swallow, like do all these things to get it out, and I thought it was never gonna come out. Finally, days later, I don't know what happened. Maybe the rice finally moved out, but it finally got stuck out of my nose. It was the worst.
Did it go? Did it come out your nose or did it go down the back of your throat?
It went down the back of my throat. I know. So I was like, oh, that was a plain, nasty little rice.
When did you get injured by food? 702-364-9400. Hey, Lila. Good morning. What happened?
Good morning. So we were at a family barbecue and we were all sitting there. My son, he was eating hot Cheetos and he cracked one in half and started screaming. And we're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? A piece of the Cheeto dust got into his eyeball, like just slipped in there. And we thought he was dramatic and exaggerating it. But when he opened his eye, it was just spread throughout his whole eyeball. He was screaming. We were going to take him to the emergency room. We tried flushing it out. Eventually, he stopped. He was being quite dramatic. But it was a big old ordeal.
I don't think that's being dramatic at all. I know how they taste in my mouth. I can't imagine them in my eyes. That
yeah.
sounds brutal. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I literally chipped a tooth on an Olive Garden breadstick. The dentist didn't believe me until I showed him the receipt. I was injured by food, but it was like the weirdest thing. It was like an allergic reaction. We got takeout from someplace, and I got a piece of fish. I got salmon, and I eat it almost, I eat salmon probably 3 or 4 times a week, honestly. I'm really boring. That's kind of my go-to. I eat this piece of fish, and like 5 minutes later, I'm covered in hives all over my body.
No.
My throat is closing up, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? So my husband was getting ready to leave, taking my daughter to practice. So I was like, I'm just going to drive myself to the ER. So I jumped in the car. I drove down the street to the ER. They took me back immediately. They gave me the most painful shot of my entire life.
Of what?
I don't remember what it was. Maybe if you are a nurse or a doctor, you know what for allergic reactions.
Like antihistamine, maybe?
It was a big needle.
Okay.
I don't think it was an antihistamine, but they gave me the shot in my arm. It felt like they were injecting steel straight into me.
Ooh.
Then my body like is going into shock. I couldn't stop shivering. I was like, ugh. So they had to bring in all these heated blankets to cover me up.
God.
The worst part though was I was completely by myself. Like there was no one there with me because they were at practice and my husband's checking in. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not. I'm shivering. Like it was awful.
I'm so sorry. All over salmon.
I know.
Over a piece of salmon.
Just try eating healthy and it really backfires. We got this text that says, choked on a marshmallow peep at Easter. My brother gave me the Heimlich and now the whole family calls me Peep Show.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I hate to laugh, but my brain goes somewhere when you say Peep Show.
Absolutely.
Not the marshmallows.
That's not a good nickname to have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West. where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
The FAA says the control tower at Hollywood Burbank Airport was completely empty last night because of staffing issues tied to the ongoing government shutdowns. Flights still took off and landed, but pilots had to use the same procedures as those tiny rural airports without towers, which feels fine if you're in, say, like a two-seater crop duster, not a 737. Like, that is terrifying. Air traffic controllers are considered essential workers, so they still have to show up during the shutdown, but they're not getting paid. And now some are calling in sick, which led to staffing problems at a dozen other FAA facilities, including Phoenix and Denver. Word is there have been delays, significant delays at Harry Reid because of this. Honestly, can you blame them? I don't know. Do you... People have to land planes and juggle 10 radio channels and they can't even afford gas to get to work, you know?
So scary. Just leaving Harry Reid on Friday, we were on the tarmac for an hour. Our flight was delayed an hour. We were like 10th on the runway. And they were saying allegedly is because of the winds, maybe because of that. I don't know if they just didn't want to tell us the truth. And it was maybe because people were short staffed. I don't know the real reasoning, but I do remember it was like, oh my God, we still haven't taken off yet. And we were an hour delay.
Yeah, hopefully this doesn't last much longer. Especially with the busy holiday travel season coming up.
Yeah.
This could be a nightmare for travelers. Also, this morning, we've always heard breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But apparently, when you eat it, matters even more. According to new research, the sweet spot for breakfast is within 31 minutes of waking up. So the idea is that eating early helps reset your circadian rhythm, which controls everything from your mood to your metabolism. And the study found that keeping early mealtimes can actually restore your body clocks, especially in older adults. And that will help you live longer, healthier, happier lives. So the takeaway is if you roll out of bed at 7 and you don't eat until 10, science says you're basically fighting your own biology. So you need to eat quickly, within a half hour of waking up.
Ooh, I'm so bad at that. I think the first time I eat, I wake up around like 3:45. I think the first time I eat is like 6:30.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wake up at 3:30. I drink a protein shake first thing in the morning, but when I say first thing in the morning, it's probably like an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
So I just can't see myself waking up and drinking it right away. I kind of have my routine. Like, I do my other things and then that's like my motivation. Like, get this done so you can have your protein shake.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what
not
I mean?
Even hungry within 30 minutes of waking up.
I know. It seems kind of weird. So,
yeah.
But that's what they say. That'll help you in the future. Finally, this morning, forget pirates. Forget witches. This year's Halloween costumes are pure pop culture chaos. In the best way, Variety put out a list of the top looks for 2025. And it really just reads like a scroll through your TikTok feed. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl era is, of course, on the list.
Nice.
Because, you know, half the country already has the sparkly bodysuit ready to go. There's La Boo-Boos.
Oh!
They're on the list.
La Boo-Boos, do they have costumes yet? They have to.
I've seen people making their own La Boo-Boo costumes, and honestly, they're kind of cute.
Cute. How are they making it out of?
I don't know what they're making it out of, but they're like kind of like bunny ears, and then they put like little fangs in their mouth
oh,
and stuff.
Cute.
It's really adorable.
Okay.
Some of the other characters... Brad Pitt's character Sunny Hayes in the movie F1 is on the list. Gladys in Weapons. I didn't see Weapons. Did you?
Mm-mm, I heard it was good though.
Yeah, I think Gladys is the old lady in there. If you've seen, I've seen pictures on her on memes and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the red hair with the bowl cut looking.
I
bangs.
Think so.
Okay.
Yeah. The group Huntrix or any character really from K-pop Demon Hunters. That one is definitely going to be big this year. Frankenstein's Monster. I guess Guillermo del Toro's version hits theaters on the 17th. They're saying that's going to be big. Leonardo DiCaprio's character in One Battle After Another. I haven't seen that. That
Same.
Just came out, right? Bob
yeah.
Ferguson. And then they say there are going to be a lot of Carmies this year.
Carmies?
From The Bear, Jeremy Allen White's character.
a lot of carmies. That's a pretty easy costume now that I think about it, right?
Yeah, what do you wear? Like a white t-shirt and an apron?
That's it.
And just a scowl on your face? Yeah. It's Mercedes in the morning. Every few years, this idea creeps back up. Petitions start circulating online. Parents start chiming in, and the debates begin all over again. Should we move Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday in October?
Ooh.
Every year this happens like clockwork. I just saw another petition circulating, and here's the logic. And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. The logic sounds solid. Kids could stay up late without the sugar crash on a school night. Parents wouldn't have to drag themselves into work half asleep. Trick-or-treating would feel safer without cars rushing home during the weekday commute. It sounds convenient. It sounds organized, you know?
Right.
But it sounds wrong to me.
Why?
I don't know. Halloween, it's not supposed to be convenient. It's supposed to feel like a little creepy, a little chaotic, and it's the one night that I just feel like has its own energy, you know. It's a little spooky, it's kind of magical. I just remember as a kid I was always so excited about Halloween, and I don't know if you can move that energy to another day on the calendar just because it fits your carpool schedule, you know what I mean?
Respectable. I see what you mean. Like, you think October 31st, that's Halloween. But I do love the idea of it being on a Saturday because I feel like it might be bigger in a sense where people know, oh my God, it's the last Saturday of October. I can plan parties. I don't have to worry about my kid, you know, having a sugar high from school the next day. I can sleep in as a parent and go, you know, go all out. I think having it on a Saturday will make the holiday bigger. And I think people would go more full out on it. That's what I think.
Well, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I feel like if you move it, it kind of loses its charm. I mean, you could still have the parties on the Saturdays, the Saturday before, the Saturday after. But and then here in Nevada, we got it pretty good, honestly. We've got the Friday off for Nevada Day before Halloween, or if it's on Halloween. Halloween is on a Friday this year, so that day is going to be off, which gives everyone basically a built-in Halloween weekend. I feel like the kids can sleep in, the parents can prep, and all the celebrations are going to last all weekend long. So I don't know. I just feel like we're trying to fix something that isn't broken. But what do you think? Do you think we should keep Halloween where it belongs, October 31st? Do you think it should be moved? 702-364-9400. We're getting some text here. This one says, as a mom of three, I'm begging for the Saturday switch. Trying to get my kids to bed after trick-or-treating on a school night is a horror movie in itself. This one says, keep it October 31st. There's something about that night, the chill in the air, the history, the weird energy that makes it special. You can't recreate that on a random Saturday.
I like that. I truly do love the Saturday. I don't know what it is. I also think, like, Thanksgiving, okay? Thanksgiving isn't a set date. It is always like the third or fourth Thursday or of November or something like that. What if we changed it like a Thanksgiving, like to Halloween? That's what I think. Make it like a Thanksgiving and switch it over to October.
That's not Halloween, though. It's like Christmas is on December 25th.
Okay.
Like, if December 25th is on a Monday, Christmas is on a Monday. October 31st on a Thursday, it's going to be on a Thursday. You know, I feel like the tradition matters and the vibes are so different.
But kids are already out for school on Christmas. Kids are already out for school on Thanksgiving.
But we don't just change holidays for our convenience. Like, that's the day that it is. I don't know. We're getting so many texts here. No one really trick-or-treats anymore, says Ernie. This one says, I just think they need to go back to observing Nevada Day on Halloween. It's like when I was a kid. And this says, no, Halloween is Halloween. Nevada already moved her state birthday to accommodate whatever. Don't touch my Halloween. What do you think, Ramon? You have a son who I assume is still trick-or-treating. Do you think it should stay on October 31st or do you think move it?
This should stay October 31st. This is not even a debate. This is a lame petition. Every year This is just another made-up holiday that people want off to drink and party. That's all it is. I mean, to move, I agree with you. October 31st is Halloween. It lands on a Tuesday, Wednesday. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday. This year, it's on a Friday. The kids are off. But this is just another made-up holiday for, you know, to go out and party and drink and wake up hangover.
I know. Those fourth graders waking up hungover. No, and that's sugar hungover. I totally agree. Peggy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think I should say the 31st. But what should happen is like when I was growing up, I went to a Catholic high school and we celebrated All Saints Day, which is November 1st. So we always had November 1st off. So it was just great.
Or what about if we make Nevada Day, even though it is October 31st, how about we observe it on November 1st?
Ooh. Well,
see, that's what would be really great. If you just did it November 1st and then everyone could have a good time every Halloween and have the next day off.
I know. I mean, it will only work for our, you know, our state.
Yes.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Jenny. You're caller 20.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Oh, yes, I think so.
All right, let's do it. We've got 10 questions for you, 60 seconds.
Okay.
You get them all correct in that time. You will win tickets to see the Jonas Brothers if you just shout out the answer if you think you got it, and we'll move on to the next question. You ready to go?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Oranges are rich in what kind of vitamin?
Vitamin C.
Yes. Which comedian and actor voices Shrek?
Oh. Oh my gosh. Pass.
What Disney movie did the Jonas Brothers star in with Demi Lovato?
Camp Rock.
Yes.
Camp Rock.
What is the name of Superman's love interest?
Lois Lane?
Yes. Which Jonas Brother was married to Sophie Turner?
That was... Oh my gosh. Pass.
What U.S. state is directly west of New Mexico?
West of New Mexico. Pass.
Finish this phrase. Practice makes...
Perfect.
Yes. What 1997 movie became synonymous with the phrase, "I'm the king of the world"?
Pass.
What year was the moon landing?
Pass.
On what New York City street would you find the stock exchange?
That's time.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Jenny. Yeah, some of these were really tough. The comedian and actor that voices Shrek, that's Mike Myers. The Jonas Brother that was married to Sophie Turner, that's Joe Jonas on that. The U.S. state directly west of New Mexico is Arizona. The 1997 movie that was synonymous with the phrase, "I'm the king of the world," that would be Titanic. And the moon landing was 1969. Also, didn't get a chance to answer that New York City street with the stock exchange. That's Wall Street. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I do the Mega Minute before we do it, and I'm like, okay, I would get this. This one, I probably would not have gotten it either. It was really tough. So that means caller 20, you are going to get these tickets, a pair of them, to see the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Caller 20 gets them right now, 702-364-9.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Well, Taylor Swift, she stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, basically gave a masterclass in charming oversharing. I thought it was really fun. A lot of good little nuggets from the interview. I mean, Jimmy could barely get the questions out of his mouth fast enough before she was like spilling tea about everything from Travis Kelce to her engagement ring. She talked about turning down the Super Bowl halftime show, and she basically said, you know, could you imagine if he's out there every single week putting his life on the line doing this dangerous high intensity sport? And I'm like, What, I wonder what my choreo should be. So I totally understood that one. It wasn't because,
yeah,
like, we reported that she wanted the rights to it. She's just like, I couldn't imagine. And that's assuming the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. But
last night's game is a different story, but hey, we're only in week 5.
Yeah, but so here's some of her interview. She talked about the new album and her routine, what she does every time a new album comes out.
Before I have a new album that comes out that starts a new musical era, I listen to the entirety of the last album that I made. So I listened to Tortured Poets Department to say goodbye to it. And wow. I do it every time.
I love
every
that.
Every night before a new album comes out.
Didn't know that. I love this game.
It's like a little ode to the past album. She talked about her engagement to Travis and how he proposed.
Do you want to go and just walk around the backyard and have a glass of wine? I'm like, I'm always going to want to do that.
That's good. always, bud.
And then I realized exactly why all of the windows were curtained and why he was nervous. And
yeah, look at this.
It was
right
the best possible case scenario.
She also talked about just what that engagement kind of represents for her.
He's just my favorite person I've ever met. No offense to everyone else.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is the person that I get to hang out with every day forever is just like, that's the whole thing of it. You look at that and you're like, I get to hang out with him forever. And this represents that.
She's just so happy, you know?
Oh, my God.
I love to see it.
I love her. And I love their energy. Like, just when they're together, you could just tell they're in love.
Yeah, she talked about her best friend, Selena Gomez, and the wedding and what she made sure not to do at the wedding.
But I actually made a point not to mention anything about my engagement. Nobody wants you to be like, hey, I know this is your wedding day, but like, what? You know, don't mention it. Maybe turn it around.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone still wanted to get a peek of it, but yeah, it was cute. And then she's going to be on Seth Meyers here in the next couple of days. So should be pretty good. She's out and about making the rounds. Also this morning, a new study out of the University of Utah has found that somewhere between 60 and 80% of adults lie to their doctors about their lifestyle habits, which means statistically, your doctor knows you didn't just have one drink last week. The lies, they usually come down to things like not taking medications, pretending to exercise, downplaying how much fast food we eat. Some people are just afraid of being judged, but as one doctor puts it, they don't have time to judge people. They just need the information. Doctors say the biggest offenders are skipping the meds, hiding discomfort when treating plans, and then just lying about diet and exercise.
How are you with the honesty in your doctor?
I think I am pretty honest, but I will admit I do downplay some things just because I don't know. I don't want to act like I know more than the doctor, because I certainly do not. But I do know my body. And sometimes, like, I know things are just stress.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not going to bother you with this. I don't want to get a CT scan or an MRI or like, it's stress. It's stress. And, yeah, and then I feel better and things go back to normal. So I don't know. What about you?
I try to be as transparent with my doctor as possible. But there are times when he's like, do you think that you need to get like blood work done? Oh my, please, no. I do not want any blood work. I think
it's quick. It's painless. I mean, I wouldn't say painless, but it's quick.
They try to sell me on it too. Like, it'll be fast. All you got to do is go in and out. And I'm like, I'm good. They're like, okay, well, it's up to you. And then the question always is, because I'm around the age of, when do you plan on having a family?
Right.
That's always the question when I go into the doctor. When do you guys plan on having your first child? I'm like, within the next couple of years. And the doctor goes, well, you're definitely going to need blood work then.
Oh, yeah. I'll hook you up. My lab core is right down the street.
Oh, perfect.
They come in. They're like, hey, Mercedes, because I get blood work all the time.
Oh, man.
They're so nice.
Okay, well, then I was going to start having to get used to it.
Finally, this morning, a new YouGov poll found that 39% of people say they had the one that got away. And another 46% say they haven't. Another 16% say they're not really sure, which might mean they are the one who got away. Do you feel like there was someone in your life that got away? Men were more likely to admit it than women. And it's especially common among millennials and Gen X, probably because Gen Z hasn't had enough time yet maybe the boomers are like, no, we close that chapter. But do you feel like there was the one that got away in your relationship?
I really don't. I look back at my ex relationships and I'm like, glad that was done.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't, I hate to say this, maybe to them I was the one that got away, only because I remember this one incident where I ran into my ex and his friends. And when I went to say hi to his friends, like, oh my God, Steph, it's been so long. We told him it was a bad idea breaking up. We miss you. Stuff like that. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I don't want to talk about my ex. When I'm with James, James was with me when they were telling me that.
Oh, that's awkward.
Super awkward. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm that person or I've ever had that in my life. What about you?
The ones that got away, I was glad they got away.
Right.
At the time, I was devastated, but I look back now and I'm like, I am so glad. Like, it's just not healthy, or they were just like losers. Like, I am happy it happened that way. But I mean, we're falling into this category where more, you know, women don't really think that that happened to them. What about you, Ramon? Do you feel like there was one that got away for you?
Oh, man, I don't know, or if I don't know if I wanted to admit it, but I'm going to say no, because I've been in some toxic relationships. I'm like, man, that was so stupid. But I knew I grew up, I was the heartbreaker. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of girls out there that are listening to me right now like, dang.
That Ramon on the radio got away.
Listen to his voice.
The Ramon's the one that got away.
For sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to catch up with the show, give us a call or a text, 702-364-9400. Or if you have a comment on anything, we'd love to hear from you. What the heck is going on with school zones lately? Have you guys just seen all the stories? Every afternoon when I pick up my daughter, it feels like the wild, wild west out there. It's crazy. No one's following the rules. You got people cutting lines, creating their own lanes. They're blocking traffic. Some people even just stop right in the middle of the road, either to load or unload their kids. It's chaos. And now it's not just inconvenient. It's deadly. A poor 12-year-old boy was killed on his way to school on Friday morning by a suspected drunk driver. He was walking to school.
Oh, my heart.
And his family and neighbors, they're organizing a rally. I believe right now they're out there at the intersection of 21st and Owens to demand safer roads. And it's heartbreaking. As parents, we all know that panic when your kid doesn't text that they made it to school. And with people driving like maniacs in school zones, I don't blame anyone from being scared. But is anyone else noticing how bad it's gotten? I know Metro has their hands full, but do we need law enforcement out there every morning and every afternoon? Or is it time like the community starts stepping up and stepping in? Like, what do we do to actually make those areas safer for kids? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
When you're picking up your daughter from school, are there actually people helping patrol or Clark County Police Department? Are they out there, you know, guiding anyone to pick up?
No, Metro, that's not Metro's job. And maybe they do at other schools. I don't believe that it is my daughter goes to high school, so they don't really have crossing guards or anything like at an elementary school, possibly. I mean, what's the situation at your kid's school for elementary and middle school? Because just with high school, you've got like the high schoolers driving in there, and that can be a little chaotic. And
right.
Then there's actually construction going on where my kid's school is at. But just parents doing random drop-offs in the middle of the road. It's like, that's not where you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to go in, and everyone thinks, okay, it'll just take just 10 seconds, but you do it, and then that person behind you does it, and then they do it, and we all get stuck behind you. It's just, it's super frustrating.
I live by a middle school, and every time it's time for school pickup, it is insane, and it's on a main street, and I hate getting stuck behind it because you can see like the driver is getting really frustrated, and then the road rage starts to happen. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we need to call parents out on it when we see things happening when it happens, or if it's getting people to help volunteer or with the community, just helping any type of safety patrol or cross guarding patrol, something that needs to happen to make sure that our kids are safe.
Yeah. What are you guys' thoughts? Does anyone else notice this? 702-364-9400. I also think of the poor girl from Arborview who, I think it was back in May, she was hit by a car right outside the school just days before she was supposed to graduate. Like, it's getting to be way too much. We're getting some texts here. It says police don't do anything, nor does CCSD. They just sit in the car and watch for people speeding. No repercussions. This one says they should have at least one cop posted at every school. The speeding is crazy. I honk as much as I can, but no one ever cares. And then this one says, I was hit by a parent dropping off their kids.
What?
They ran the stop sign and my car was totaled. Who needs to do something here? Whose responsibility is it? Is it the school? Is it the school district? Is it Metro? I'm not sure like who we need to complain to and if it honestly even matters at all.
When I was in school, and I didn't go to school here in Vegas, but I went to school in San Diego, and I was very fortunate of my high school to kind of be in the middle of nowhere. And every time my parents or anytime anyone dropped me off or picked me up, we always had a plan that they would never go through the actual line, that they would pick me up like in a weird spot to avoid all of the craziness. And I don't know if that's a solution, because what if, we're going to meet at this spot, and then this new spot becomes in someone else's spot. You know what I mean?
But that's what worries me that other people are doing right now, that they're like, we're not going to go to the spot we're supposed to. We're going to make our own spot. And then I'm getting stuck behind those people that are making their new spots. It's like, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's turning into multiple spots when I get it. No one wants to wait in line. I don't want to wait in line, but I do it because that's where it's supposed to go. Robert, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think there should be more cops at the schools upon arrival and exit, because you got a lot of parents that will park in the red, and they build up traffic, and then you got other parents that are speeding because they're trying to get out because they're frustrated, and it's like, you know, this is a school zone, but yet you still decide to go down this route. and there's no police watching or anything like that. Very frustrating, you know? It's kind of like you're playing Frogger trying to get by in these school zone areas.
Yeah, it's crazy. Robert, we just got this text. Like, this is crazy. This one says, I had a gun pulled on me for telling a parent off for speeding and almost hitting me and my kids in a crosswalk. It's turning literally into the wild, wild west out there.
Exactly. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Our kids don't need to be seeing that.
I absolutely. Thanks for calling. This one says, it's us as a community. We need to stop driving crazy. Why are we always in a hurry? It's not only at school zones, but everywhere. Yeah. What do you guys think? Getting some interesting texts just on what people have gone through. This one says, a bus hit a kid yesterday at my kid's middle school.
Oh, my God.
We have crossing guards, but sometimes that just doesn't do anything. People constantly do U-turns where they're not supposed to. What do you guys think? If you're at a school, like, what are you seeing? What's the issue? Is it the drivers? Is it the lack of lights? Like, making it more traffic lights in the area so it makes them easier. More of your calls coming up. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you are just joining us, we're talking about the chaos in school zones and how the tragic story of a 12-year-old boy, Chris Suarez, who was hit and killed by a drunk driver while he was just walking to school. It's devastating. And honestly, things feel like they're getting worse. Every parent I know has seen it. The people cutting in line, the stopping wherever they want, the blocking the crosswalks, the speeding. And some mornings it's like a demolition derby out there. So the question is, what do you think needs to change as far as who's helping? Who should be responsible for keeping these school zones safe? The schools, Metro, the parents. We're taking your calls. What do you think? Ilario, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think?
You know, I'm so glad you guys are talking about this because it drives me nuts. I take my daughter to school all the time, and I do see parents, they are very aggressive, I do, right? But oftentimes, I see these children out there on their bikes, and they're doing wheelies, and they're, you know, they're darting into traffic, you know? I'm like, what are you kids doing? Are you crazy? It's dangerous out here, you know?
Yeah, so you think that someone needs to be, like, policing the kids, too, just to make sure they're not doing this stuff?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the parents are aggressive. I will say that. Okay, yeah. But we got to put blame, too, also on these kids that, you know, you don't play on the freeway, do you? No, that's dangerous.
Yeah, like extra crossing guards out there. I mean, do you go to the parents to volunteer for that? Ilario, thank you for your call. Let's talk to Megan. Hey, Megan, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think that, first of all, I don't think it's just a CCSD problem. I think it's like a whole Vegas Valley problem. You know, I live near schools from several different, like, private or charter or CCSD schools, and all of them I see the same issues with parents, you know, doing the illegal U-turns and things like that. I feel like, though, it's like, I don't know, I feel like it's unfair to place the responsibility on the schools, because the schools are already having to be responsible for the kids once they get into the campus. And if we pull people out to watch them out in the streets, then we're not able to watch them once they're in the campus.
Yeah, that's a good point. So who do you think should be responsible? Is this a police situation? Do the parents need to be more active and maybe volunteering to help?
I think parents need to step up. And I think that kind of just a full community effort, getting police involved or being able to hire more crossing guards, I think all of those working together could help provide a solution. I don't think it's any like one entity that's going to solve it, but like everybody just kind of needs to agree that it's a problem and we all need to do our part to try to help out, because it's dangerous out there for the kids.
You're absolutely right. And that's a great point, that it's not just the CCSD schools. All these schools are having people being crazy out there. Mm-hmm. Kelly, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I have four kids in school, different ages, and I work at schools all over town. And I would say 95% of the problem is the parents. And I think that there should be consequences at the school for the kids. If the parents are driving aggressively, then the kids shouldn't be able to participate. There has to be something that makes them want to stop.
Oh man, gosh, that I'm so torn on that. Like, I get what you're saying, because if their kid gets punished, then they're probably going to stop. But I hate to do that to the kid who's like, I can't control my parents driving crazy or being crazy out there. I mean, what do you guys think of Kelly's idea? Punish the child that goes to the school because of how the parent violated the rules. That's a tough one. Hey, Desiree, good morning. What do you think?
I'm not quite sure about punishing the kid, but our solution for my family is we just go late to school.
You just avoided all the traffic. You just avoided all the chaos.
That is a sweet ride in and out, and the office knows them all by name.
They're like, oh, Desiree's kids are here late again.
Tardies, tardies, tardies.
But they didn't violate any traffic rules, so there you go. I know. It's a crazy situation. Thank you guys for your calls. It's hopefully something gets done. I think they're right. We all need to come together. Everyone has to do their part for sure. Let's get you some tickets right now. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. 702-364-9400 is our number. And we have two tickets right now for you to check out. Louis Tomlinson. Yes. Louis is doing his own thing from One Direction. His How Did We Get Here World Tour coming to Resorts World on June 13th. And your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Who wants to play Heads Up? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Gabby, you're caller 20.
Yay!
Gabby's one of my favorite names. Is it short for something?
It's short for Gabrielle.
I love that name so much.
Is that why you like the Cat's Eye song, Gabriella?
I think it is. I think it is. Oh, I love it. Well, Gabby, you are caller 20. You're playing Heads Up for these Louis Tomlinson tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Stop and Smell the Roses, Playing with Fire, Sneakerhead, or Checkmate?
Let's do Stop and Smell the Roses.
All right. National Flower Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with flowers. Okay?
Okay.
Six and 60 seconds is all we need. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Gabby Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is probably the most popular flower at Valentine's Day.
Roses.
Yes. If I buy you a bunch of flowers and they're all wrapped up, I'm giving you a what?
A bouquet.
Yes. These are yellow and they have a big brown thing in the middle.
Sunflower.
Yes. This is when you get them, you quickly want to fill one of these up with water and put them in there.
A vase.
Yes. Some of these fall off as the flowers die.
Petals.
Yes. The bees go to get this from the flowers.
Pollen.
Yes. Nice. Wow.
Yay.
Nice. Gabby, you killed it. Congratulations. Yay. Going to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He is doing a solo tour, and you get to be a part of it, the How Did We Get Here World Tour at Resorts World.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
So President Trump says Sean Diddy Combs has asked him for a pardon. He spoke to reporters yesterday at the White House, and he said, I call him Puff Daddy. He has asked me for a pardon. According to reports, Diddy's team reached out to the White House shortly after he was sentenced to 50 months in prison on Friday. The president didn't say whether he's considering the request or not, but the comment just adds another layer to the growing list of high-profile figures that are seeking clemency here.
That's so annoying, honestly. Like, to me, 4 years isn't enough. Now you want to get pardoned for those 4 years? Honestly, he should be in prison for 40 years, in my opinion.
I don't think that's going to go over very well if it happens. I don't think the public is going to be happy about that pardon. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Also this morning, if you and your partner love to gossip, it might actually be helping your relationship. There's this new study that found that couples who gossip, they report being happier and closer. Researchers observed 76 couples over 2 weekends, and they found that they spent on average 38 minutes a day gossiping. And it turns out that gossip helps couples feel like they're on the same team, and it builds trust and connection and even intimacy. They found that women with women partners gossip the most and had the highest relationship satisfaction, while women with male partners reported the lowest. So if you and your partner are whispering about your coworkers, your neighbors, I'm even like reality stars, whatever, you're not being mean. You're bonding. You're helping your relationship.
Do you and Matt gossip, or do you think like if you ever gossip, that's helping your relationship?
I hate gossiping. I just feel dirty when I gossip, but he likes it. And so he'll ask me stuff like, hey, did you hear about da, da, da? And I'll shut it down. I'll just be like, oh, I don't really feel like talking about it. And I think it hurts his feelings. And it doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you. It just means I don't like talking about other people. Like, to me, it's a waste of breath. Like, I just don't care. But mm-hmm. He loves it. He loves it. Do you guys gossip?
We gossip all the time.
You love it? That's helping your relationship.
Well, I wouldn't say we love it. It just kind of comes naturally when we talk about our day. Like, oh, you know, James comes home from work. He talks about his day. And then he gets into some people that at work or people that he's interacted with. And I'll do the same. And it's like when we do that, it doesn't feel like we're boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife. It feels like we're friends. It truly feels like, oh my God, girl, sit down, grab your cup of coffee. It's time to talk. That's what it feels like.
You're spilling the tea, the verbal, not the herbal kind of tea.
The verbal, not the herbal. You're so witty. I like that.
What about you, Ramon? Do you and your wife, do you guys like to gossip with each other?
Call me the gossip queen. Oh my gosh, I love it. I look forward to it. I want all the tea, literally kind of like that. At the end of the day, I ask her, you got any stories for me today? And then bam, she spills it all and I spill it all to her. The things she knows about people in this building, she knows as much as I do.
That's why when I tell Ramon things, I'm like, I already know you're going to tell Jackie. So please tell Jackie I said hi. It's just, it's funny.
I just assume that like you guys are going to tell your spouses everything that goes on in the building. And I tell Matt everything too. But sometimes I'm just like, you don't need to know every single detail. Maybe he does. Maybe he needs to get on the same page as James
Matt,
and Jackie.
Join the group chat, Matt. Mercedes, we can leave you out of that.
That's
one.
Fun.
Finally, this morning, today is not just Taco Tuesday. It's also National Taco Day.
Yeah.
The holiday used to fall on October 4th every year, but now it's officially the first Tuesday of October to match up with Taco Tuesday. So restaurants are celebrating with deals across the country. Taco Bell has soft tacos for $1. Jack in the Box is offering 2 free tacos with a purchase. And then there's specials at like Del Taco, 7-Eleven, El Pollo Loco, all sorts of places. But while most people agree tacos are pretty hard to mess up, some toppings can apparently ruin the experience. A food blog asked people to name the worst taco toppings, and cilantro topped the list.
What?
Number one, a worst taco topping. Black olives was also on the list.
Yeah.
Lettuce, liquid cheese.
Like the nacho cheese?
Yes.
Ugh.
Other people mentioned pineapple, broccoli, even warm guacamole as taco crimes. I mean, no matter what you put on it, taco is still taco at the end of the day, so it's usually pretty decent. But what is there any sort of taco topping that you think is the worst?
Beans.
Beans on a taco?
Yes, I've had beans on a taco, and it's like, It doesn't fit. It, like, one time I remember going to a taco place, and I remember eating a taco, and it was, there was a frijoles in it. I'm like, this does not belong in a taco. Maybe like on a side, like with carne asada, rice and beans. But when they put beans in it, I'm like, where? This is a disgrace.
Oh, I'd never had beans in a taco before. For me, I agree with cilantro. I cannot stand cilantro at all, but right next to it would be raw onions on a taco.
What?
Oh my gosh, your fingers smell, your breath smells. It is the absolute worst.
There's something about putting fresh cilantro, fresh raw onions, and lime juice on tacos that make it just, it takes the taco to another level.
You're going to be the subject of that workplace gossip if you continue to do that stuff.
And beans, and I'm out.
You are going to be it. Are you fluent in Gen Alpha? Because apparently a lot of us need subtitles when we hear teens talking these days. There's a new study that just revealed the most popular slang words of 2025. And I'm not even kidding when I tell you this is at the top of the list.
Shooter, stay strapped, I don't need mine. Bro, put belt right to they behind. The way that switch, I know he dying. Six, seven.
Oh, my God.
That is number one on the list, the most popular phrases from 2025. And if you're wondering what the heck it means, it doesn't mean anything. It's just what they try. Like, the kids will try to get you to do your hands, like, up and down and go 6, 7. It's just, it's the weirdest phenomenon, but they say it all the time.
I mean, your daughter came into the Four Corners Food Drive with her friends trying to teach us some slang terms, and I feel like I failed, and 6, 7 was one of them.
Oh,
I don't get it.
It's just, she'll randomly say it. Or the other day, she was asking me what time we were leaving for something, and I was like, I don't know, around 6, 7, and she's like, 6, 7. And I'm just, I don't realize how often I say 6, 7 during the course of a day or how many ways she could interpret it, but that was number one. So I'm gonna give you guys a little quiz on some of the other ones. Some you may have heard when they tested us, others I had not heard of before. So let's see if you guys can figure out your Gen Alpha, Gen Z speak. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready, but I'll give it a try for
6, 7.
All right. What does bop mean?
Oh, bop. Like, oh man, this is the latest song right here by Cardi B. That's the biggest bop. What?
Nope, not anymore. It doesn't mean that. You're a millennial. That's what it means, but for a millennial. Ramon, do you know what bop means?
I'm going to go with, shut up before I bop you on the head.
I like that one too.
Let me use it in a sentence. See if that helps, okay? That girl is such a bop. She was flirting with three guys.
Oh, she's promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little H-O-E.
That's a bop now. So, now you know.
It's not a physical bump, and it's not a song. Gotcha.
Where's the more you know so we can...
Oh, yeah, the more you know. I got it. I'll put it up.
Now you guys know. That's what the new definition of bop. Okay, Ramon, do you know what mogging is?
Oh, my son used this before. I'm gonna mock you for all your money.
No, that's not correct. Okay, did you see how he pulled up looking like a supermodel? He is mogging everyone here.
Oh, he's showing off. He's just a little show off.
He is outdoing everyone. He is more attractive.
Okay. The more you know.
All right, Steph, let's give you, let me see here. Some of these, I'm like, what does that even mean? Okay.
You've never heard some of these before?
Huzz.
Huzz.
H-U-Z-Z. Huzz. This is on the list of the most popular slang terms from 2025.
Damn, you see that girl with her little huzz, like her husband? Her and her huzzy. They're walking down the street, going down to dinner. Her and her huzz.
Not quite. Do you want to take a guess, Ramon?
Huzz is a prostitute.
Oh my God.
You're going dirty.
Here's a sentence. He is trying so hard to impress that huzz in his chemistry class.
Oh, his friend, his homie.
Just a girl?
An attractive girl that you want to impress is a huzz.
The more you know.
Okay, guys. I'm going to give you one more. You gotta get it, okay?
Teamwork, Ramon.
Okay. Zesty.
Oh, you want to give it a shot, Ramon?
Zesty, I think of like a topping or a sauce. That's just zesty, little spicy.
But do you really think Gen Z or Gen Alpha is going to be like, oh, that sauce is zesty?
No.
True. Okay, let me put myself in your daughter's shoes.
That outfit is zesty.
Like something spicy. That's what I was going to say. Like, ooh, she's looking a little feisty, a little hot today.
The new intern is kind of zesty. She's always upbeat. She's dancing.
She's bubbly.
She is lively, exciting, energetic. Okay. She's zesty.
The more you know.
We not so zesty.
We did terrible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.